And today's ball game brings together what a lot of folks think is a spring preview of the two teams that may be in action this fall in the World Series. The New York Yankees, world champions of the American League, and the Cincinnati Reds of the National League. The ball game got underway 15 minutes ago, and the first inning has just been completed. And you haven't missed anything except fine work by pitchers Red Ruffing and Lee Grissom, who are the starting hurlers this afternoon. Grissom took care of the first three Yankees up in order, striking out Crosetti, getting Powell to foul out to catcher Ernie Lombardi, and getting Big Gallagher to lift the fly ball to Harry Kraft in center. Red Ruffing was almost equally as effective in the last half of the first inning when he got Linus Fry leading off to lift a high fly ball down to third, Whataburger to dump one down in front of the plate, and catcher Arndt Jorgens threw the big left fielder out at first base. Sandy Bordegray drew a pass to be the only base runner of the afternoon, but Frank McCormick immediately left Stan standard at first when he hit right back to the box and Ruffing with consummities tossed over to first. And that's the story for the first inning. We have time to give you the two batting orders before we get into the pitch-by-pitch account of the second inning, which is just a moment or so from getting underway. For the Yankees, if you have your batting orders down in front of you and you wish to fill them in, Crosetti is leading off at short. Powell is in left field. Gallagher is in right field. Hitting fourth is Joe DiMaggio, who'll soon be up there swinging that wood. Gehrig at first base. Up sixth is Gordon, the second baseman. Babe Dahlgren is at third. Red Rock is on his way into camp, and that's all that can be said right now. Arndt Jorgens is catching, hitting eight, and the pitcher is Rufus the Red, Big Red Ruffing. The secret of his pitching success is getting that ball where he wants it more than anything else. Very, very rare that he's not pitching ahead to the hitter. And for the Cincinnati Reds, who are now afield and the Yankees are coming in for the top of the second, Linus Fry is at third base and leading off the batting list. Berger in left field, hitting second. Up third is Stanley Bordegray in right. Batting fourth, Frank McCormick, first baseman. Up fifth, the National League's champion hitter for last year, Ernie Lombardi, who's catching. Harry Kraft in center. Up seventh is Eddie Juice, the kid second baseman, a rookie. Nolan Richardson, veteran utility infielder at short. And Lee Grissom is the pitcher. And both pitchers had something on that agate in the first inning. Now let's see, DiMaggio steps up. Lee Grissom is set on the mound. Lombardi's back at the plate. McCormick at first base. Juiced at second. Richardson at short. And at third is Fry. The outfielders, Berger in left. Bordegray's in right. And in center, Harry Kraft. Joe DiMaggio, a big right-handed hitter. He gets a big hand from the fans down in Tampa, Florida. The weather is sunshiny and clear. Temperature at 80 degrees. And there's a little breeze that's blowing from the back of first base toward third, which means it helps those hitters who hit toward left field. Big Grissom comes in with a pitch, and DiMaggio swinging pulls it foul on the ground behind third base for strike one. That's the first pitch for the second inning. The ball game's nothing and nothing. Both pitchers off to very effective starts. Grissom throws low inside, down across DiMaggio's shins, and the count's balanced at one and one. One ball and one strike. This is the first man up in the second inning. The New York Yankees over to Tampa, visiting the Cincinnati Reds. Grissom doesn't use a windup, an easy swinging stretch. He kicks that right foot of his high and pitches from in back of it. DiMaggio swinging, hits a foul up and back over the stands behind home. Grissom is now ahead 1-2. So far, not a Yankees touch first base. This is the first man up in the second inning. Lee delivers, DiMaggio swings. It's a sharp foul right back into the screen. Still 1-2. Grissom's fast this afternoon, working with an easy freewheeling action. If he's in condition, the Reds will be very, very tough birds to get along with this summer. The big left-hander pitches and misses the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Jolting Joe DiMaggio up there. Grissom pitching for Cincinnati. The throw's outside for ball three, and it's 3-2. DiMaggio stays in the box. Lombardi sets his mitt as a target. Griss pitches. DiMaggio swings, gets a hold of it. It's a long line drive going deep over into left center field. Harry Kraft is on his bicycle and makes the catch. A nice catch by Harry Kraft running into deep left center field. DiMaggio had that one tagged. And that's all for DiMaggio. And it's one up and one away for the New York Yankees. In the top of the second inning in this ball game played at Tampa, Florida with the Cincinnati Reds. And the batter is Lou Gehrig. Columbia Lou hitting left-handed. Grissom steadies him a moment. We have a left-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter. Gehrig takes inside, that one up against him. Grissom throwing that one down tight. Ball one. One out. No score. Nobody on. Top of the second inning. Another inside one, and Gehrig's ahead 2-0. Lou takes a look. Get a sign whether to take this next one, if it's in there. Chris pitches low outside. Gehrig leaned but didn't offer. Now it's 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Gehrig sets. The pitch comes wide for ball 4, and on 4 straight pitches, Gehrig is passed to first base. And that's the first Yankee runner. We haven't had a hit in the ball game. Haven't had a man for either side to get as far as second. Up now is Flash Gordon. Hitting right-handed. Young second baseman takes his stance. Grissom pitches outside, and he's missed his target 5 straight slants. 4 balls in a row to Gehrig. Now the first pitch misses to Gordon. Gehrig takes a good lead off first. McCormick holding him on. Red leg in a defense, pulled up a step, hoping for a double play. Griss turns loose the fastball that Gordon takes, and it's good for a strike. 1-1. 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpires this afternoon, back of the plate is Vic Campbell, who will be in the National League this summer, and Tripgrass of the American League on the bases. Griss's pitch is low inside, down across Gordon's shin, and Lee's pitching low, trying to make Gordon hit onto the ground. So an infielder can get a hold of it, and get at least a force at second, perhaps not a twin execution. 2-1. Gordon swings, hits a foul, it's back. Up against the stand. 2-2. 2-2. Grissom's ready with a new apple. Gordon pumps that stick once, twice. Gehrig a good leadoff first. No score. One man on for the Yankees here in the second. One out. The pitch is inside for ball 3. And the bases are loaded on 3 walks. Jorgens draws a base on ball. That pushes Dahlgren from first down to second. Gehrig, who was at third, holds. And that's 3 walks. And a third of an inning. The hitter now is Red Ruffing. He's the pitcher. But he also lays on that old potato. Big Red takes a pitch, and Grissom has it through there for a call strike. He went ahead with the first one. The base is full. Jorgens at first, Dahlgren at second, Gehrig at third. No score. The Yankees threatening to get a bushel basket full of runs here in the second inning. Griss throws. It's a fastball that snaps in there. Ruffing fell away from the plate, but it was in there good for a called second strike. Nothing in 2. Now let's see. Ruffing, a big right-handed batter, sets. Griss throws. Ruffing swings and is struck out. And Red Ruffing is struck out, and that ends the Yankee threat of a lot of runs in the second inning. That's the second strikeout for Grissom. It came at a time he sorely needed it. And it's no runs, no hits, and 3 left on. That's the story for the last half of the second inning. And it's nothing and nothing, and the Reds are coming in for the last of the second. Lombardi to lead it off, then Kraft, and then Juice. You know, if you ladies were playing ball, people would expect your hands to look like a shortstop, wouldn't they? But as it is, men expect your hands to be soft and pretty, even if you do wash dishes every day. And listen, your hands can look soft. Honestly, they can. Why, women who wash their dishes with Ivory soap have no trouble at all helping to keep their hands looking nice. You see, Ivory is so pure that doctors recommend it for bathing babies. So naturally, it's kind to your hands. And it's mighty economical, too. Just about a penny a day for all your dishwashing with large-size Ivory soap. And let's get into the last half of this second inning. Big Snarz is up there. Ernie Lombardi. And a correction has just come in from Tampa, Florida, through Western Union. We advise you that Ruffing was the starting pitcher, and that Ruffing just struck out. Well, change that. Our operator from Tampa says it's been Gomez all the time. So make it Gomez as being just struck out. And Gomez, who got the Reds out in the first inning, gave up 1 base on balls. Now, have you changed your cards? Okay. So have we here in the studios. All right, so it's Lefty Gomez. Here's the old petrol twist out there on the mound. Lefty Gomez. It also makes that 3 straight pitches for 3 straight strikes to the Yankee pitcher in the second inning make a little bit more sense when you think it was Gomez and not Ruffing. Lombardi up, big right-handed hitter, and Slender. Lefty Gomez on the mound. Lombardi sets, open stand, He's the only batter in the major league that uses an interlocking finger grip in holding his war club. Gomez comes in with his opening pitch. Lombardi swings. It's a ground ball down toward third. Dahlgren digs it out. The throw over to first has Lombardi out before he's more than two-thirds of the way down. And Ernie, going after the first pitch, is thrown out third to first. Now we have Harry Kraft, the young center fielder. This is the last of the second inning, one out for the Reds in this ball game at Tampa. Gomez is the pitcher for the Yankees, contrary to anything you may have heard earlier. Harry Kraft up. Gomez pitches and Kraft swings on the first one, hits it on the ground, and it twists foul before it gets to third base. Dahlgren goes over, picks it up. The ball remains in play. Nothing in one. Harry Kraft. One out. Base is empty. Gomez winds up vigorously and lets fly. Kraft takes. It's good for a strike. And Harry is in back. Nothing in two. Gomez goes ahead. One out. Base is empty. The pitcher centers all of his attention on the hitter. Gomez works and Kraft swings. It's a sharp line drive. Crosetti throws up his glove and the ball sticks. And Kraft hits a line drive that Crosetti held on to at shortstop. It's all for Harry. And it's two men out. Last of the second. No score. Eddie Joost is the batter. He's the rookie second baseman. The Reds are counting on heavily to fill what to a lot of observers seems to be a gap at second base. Eddie Joost hits right-handed. Slender. Started with Kansas City last year. Perhaps you wonder, as long as he had such a great season at Kansas City, why the Reds didn't pull him in. Well, he was at Kansas City and was not able to be taken away from the ball club for the entire season of 1938. He was out for the entire year. Joost swings on Gomez's first pitch. It's a high fly ball going out into center field. DiMaggio under it, waiting, and has it. That's all for Joost. Reds go down. Nothing across. At the end of two innings, it's no runs and no hits for either side. No errors for either side. Gomez has walked one. He's faced seven batters to get his first six out. Grissom had a lot of trouble with his control in the second inning. He walked three men then. He's faced nine men to get his first three out. At the end of two full innings, it's nothing across for either ball club as far as runs, hits, and errors are concerned. The Yankees versus the Reds on a broadcast brought to you by Ivory Soap. And we pause for station identification.
WHL on top, Lowe's State Theater Building, New York City.
All right, now let's rally around and see what comes off in the third inning. It's the top of the order for the Yankees. The ball game scoreless, hitless, and errorless. Frankie Crosetti is first up. Grissom struck him out. Start the ball game off. Crosetti, the right-handed hitter. He's a pepper box. Burley Lee Grissom throws. Crosetti swings on it. It's a line drive deep out into center field. Harry Kraft is on his mule going back, and he pulls it down, running with his back to the infield. Caught it over his shoulder. That's two nice catches for Harry Kraft in deep center field. He went way back and over into left center field to get DiMaggio's line drive. First up in the second inning. And Crosetti hit one a mile. That's a big ballpark at Tampa. It's really no ballpark at all as far as the relationship of fences go. If you hit one past the outfielders, it's gone. So that's one up and one away in the top of the third. And Kraft is having a busy afternoon in center field. Grissom is getting gilt-edged support. The hitter now is Jake Powell. He came up in the first inning. Right-handed hitter and fouled out to catch a Lombardi. Grissom studies Ernie's sign. Pitches inside for ball one. 1-0. On deck to hit next is Gallagher. Lee throws. Powell swings. It's a high infield pop-up. Richardson calls for it at short. He's not moving out of his tracks. Waiting and has it. There is what you might call conservation of energy. Yes, sir. Richardson didn't have to move out of his tracks. And so to catch that one off Powell was just about as easy as picking up a cake of Ivory Soap in the shower. That's two up and two down. The hitter now is Gallagher. Big right-hander. Grissom fires a fast one, and Gallagher swings and misses. Nothing in one. Two out for the Yankees. You're in the third. Nobody on. Lee delivers, Gallagher takes. It's a call strike. Nothing in two. Two away. Lee throws, Gallagher swings, lifts it up and back, foul. Lands against the stand. Still nothing in two. Had Lombardi and Trask, first two up in the last to second. Got the ball going out of the infield and then got juiced on an easy fly ball to DiMaggio in center. So there hasn't been a ball well hit off Gomez yet. Last of the third. Ball game, nothing and nothing. Nolan Richardson, first up, hits right-handed. He's been around baseball a great deal. Years ago, he was the property of the New York Yankees. He's a Georgia boy. Went all through the University of Georgia and took about every sports letter they had down there for varsity competition. He also captained the three different varsity outfits. It's right-handed. Left-hander Gomez fires outside, and it's ball one. The Yankee ball club pulls just a little bit to the left. Not very deep. Richardson's more what they call a sleeve hitter. Gomez comes in with it. Richardson gets a hold of it. It's a slashing drive out toward left center field. There goes Jake Powell, and he pulls it down nicely. That's all for Richardson. One up, one away. That's the first ball that definitely has been well hit off Gomez. Powell was there when it came down. And Lee Grissom gets a nice hand from the fans as he steps up to the plate. We'll have to wait a moment to tell you whether he's going to bat right or left-handed. Lee is a switch hitter. The accident on the switch. He gets up on either side. And he steps up to hit left-handed against left-hander Gomez. Figure that out. However, from the Red Lake side of the picture, it doesn't make much difference. Grissom very rarely gets on. It's all right with the Reds if he doesn't get on. Just when he was in shape to help from last summer, what might have been a push toward higher things, he did loop in a base hit in the second inning. Before anybody knew it, he sold off a first base and headed for second in a very awkward slide, twisted an ankle, and never threw another baseball until this spring. The first pitch to Grissom is outside for ball one. Gomez doesn't waste much time studying. Comes right back, this one high for ball two. It's way up there. Lee takes. It's a fast one. Buzz down in there for a strike. It's two and one. One out. Base is empty. Haven't had a hit in this ballgame, much less a run. Gomez pitches, gets some swings and misses. And in high dudgeon, Lee steps over home plate, and he's going to hit right-handed now. Been up there batting left-handed. He's up there hitting right-handed with a two and two count. Gomez sort of grins. I guess Gomez and Grissom sort of have a bond between them. A few hits is they both put together get. The pitch is outside for ball three. Three and two. Grissom still staying up there right-handed. Gomez comes down and Grissom swinging. It's an easy roller toward third. Dogging up a couple of steps to pick up the throw over to first. That's all for Grissom. And there's two men out in the last of the third inning. Two down. Linus Fry is a batter. Linus used to be a switch hitter when he was playing with the Dodgers. But he doesn't bat right-handed anymore. He hits left-handed all the way through. Gomez with nobody on in back of him. Two men out. That's his first pitch. It's outside. Ball one. One and nothing. Fry, very slender. Feet rather close together. Took the stick a little. Steps back from pitch. It's up under the chin. Ball two. Two and nothing. Gomez slightly behind. He's going to be trying very, very decidedly to get this one in there. Delivers outside for ball three. And it's 3-0. Fry sitting up there in the catbird seat. Gomez throws. And the automatic strike registers. That went in there. Fry was taken. 3-1. Two out. No wind-up. Ball four, inside. And Fry strolled off to first base. That's the second base on balls given up by Gomez. Each time that he's walked somebody, he's walked a man with the bases empty and two out. Now with two away, Fry is at first and up steps Wally Berger for a second time. Big left fielder. Better than 6-foot blonde. It's right-handed. Cowfield at War Club. pocket, way back of his right ear, for a full swing. Gomez watches first. Delivers to the plate, outside for ball one. Goofy seems to be having a little trouble with his control right now. Left-hander throws. Berger gets a hold of it. It's a sharp base hit. Through the hole between third and short, out into left field, fires around second. Comes on toward third, the throw in, goes to second base, and Berger holds it first. And there's the first hit of the afternoon. Wally Berger wraps one through the left side of the infield and out into left. A sharp single into left field, sending Fry, who was running, with the swing, two men out, all the way around to third. That's the first hit of the game. And now there's Berger leading off first, Fry off third. The hitter is Stan Bordegray. He's figured to be quite a handy man for the Cincinnati club this year. He can either play the infield or the outfield, and is rated as one of the best right-handed pinch hitters in the league. He's a little fellow. He's not much taller than four or five cakes of iris who piled him up. But he can move. Gomez comes down in with a pitch, and Bordegray swinging, hits it sharply toward short. Crosetti in front of it. There's the throw over to Gehrig, and Bordegray's out by a stride. And that's all for the red leg threat. The last of the third inning, Bordegray being tossed out, short to first. No runs, one hit. The only hit of the game so far. Berger singling to left field. Two men left. At the end of three innings, no runs, one hit, no errors for Cincinnati. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Yankees. The story for three full innings. And we're pausing now for station identification.
WHN New York.
Let's take a gander at the fourth inning. It's Joe DiMaggio first up with Gehrig to follow, and then Gordon. Lee Grissom's still going to go out there a while for the Reds. Bill McKechnie is working his pitches on pretty long stretches these days. Grissom, who so far has held the heavy-hitting Bronx Bombers to no hits. But that won't keep up. DiMaggio takes the first pitch. It's in there, good for a strike. Nothing in one. Joe waits. Grissom accommodates him. DiMaggio swings hard, and it's a high fly ball coming down into short center field. Richardson goes back from short. Kraft stays out of the play, and it's Richardson scooping it. And back of second base. That's all for DiMaggio. That was just a little bit too high to be a Texas leaguer. And up steps Lou Gehrig, who was the first Yankee to get on base this afternoon. He drew a base on balls. The second inning was one out. Grissom had retired the first four men that he'd faced. It's a scoreless affair between the Yankees and the Reds. Game being played at Tampa. Temperature 80 degrees down there and lots of sunshine. Gehrig takes a strike. Grissom laid it right through. Lou didn't want it. Nothing in one. The pitch. Gehrig swings. It's a line drive, hit over Richardson's head, out into left center field. It's a base hit. Gehrig turns to the left at first base and holds on. As Berger retrieves, throws into second. And Gehrig gets the first hit for the Yankees. First hit off Grissom. So if you had any ideas about a no-hitter going on for either side, they've both been dispelled in the last couple of minutes. Berger single with two out in the last of the third off Gomez. Gehrig with one out has just singled into left field off Grissom. Up steps Gordon. He was walked in the second inning. It's right-handed. Gehrig leading off first. Chris pitches, and Gordon swinging on the first one. Foul tips it into the screen. Strike one. Nothing in one. New ball being put in play. Rubbed up. Chris takes another look toward first. Throws to Gordon inside. Driving the hitter back a half step. One and one. One ball and one strike. Lee comes down wide. Pitch that didn't break down and in. Thrown by left-hander to a right-hand batter. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. One out. Gehrig at first. McCormick holding the corner against him. Chris ready. Delivers outside for ball three. And that old devil, control. Looking Mr. Grissom right in the face. Slap debit. 3-1. Ball four outside, and Gordon, for the second straight time, draws a base on balls. That pushes Gehrig down to second base. And now the Yankees have got a full-fledged threat going. here in the top of the fourth inning. Gehrig single, the first by the Yankees, and the fourth base on balls given up by Grissom. Up steps Dahlgren, hitting right-handed. Grissom studies a moment. First pitch is low inside for ball one. The throw is inside. Ball two. Dahlgren's stepping back a little. 2-0. And Lee throws that ball into the dirt down toward the plate and asks umpire Campbell for a new agate. He's tired of throwing this one. You know, ball players get a little bit superstitious. Maybe this ball has a little roughness or something. Anyhow, Grissom has no longer any confidence in it. He just walked Gordon. His first two pitches to Dahlgren have been wide, both of them inside. And so out comes a shiny white new one, just as shiny and white looking as though it just had an ivory bat. Now let's see what Grissom does with this new apple. Sets, watches his runners, Gordon at first, Gehrig at second, one out, here in the fourth, and no score. Dahlgren takes, and it's a fastball hopping through for a strike. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Chris reaches up over his head, comes slowly down his position. Another cagey look at those runners. Here's the pitch. Dahlgren swinging, and it's a high foul up and back onto the stand, out of Lombardi's reach. 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another new ball in play. Chris is ready. Ernie steps back of the plate. Dahlgren cocks that war club up over his right shoulder. The throw, high outside for ball three. And now Lee is in a jam. If he misses one more, he'll have those bases reloaded. He loaded them with 3 walks in the second inning. 3-2 to Babe Dahlgren. Gordon at first and Gehrig at second. In rides that 3-2 pitch. Dahlgren swings. It's a sharp foul. Back of third base. That one hit on the line. Dahlgren was after that one. Got a hold of it a little too well. Got out in front of it. Still 3-2. Now let's see. Gehrig takes his lead off second. Gordon off first. Grissom comes in 3-2 and Dahlgren swinging. It's a high foul ball blowing down and back of first base. McCormick, shading his eyes with his glove, is waiting and makes the catch. And the runners hold on right where they were. Gehrig at second and Gordon at first. And Dahlgren hits a high foul, which Frank McCormick gathers in for the second out. And now it's 2 down in the top of the fourth. This is quite a ball game. A beautiful pitcher's duel considering the earliness of the season. Arn Jorgens doing the catching right now for the Yankees. Hitting right-handed, stands at the plate. Griss misses him outside for ball one. The left-hander is still being troubled. And the fact that he cannot get that pitch where he wants it. He comes in with this one and Jorgens swings and foul tips it into the screen. Screen protecting those spectators who are sitting directly behind home. That's 1-1, 2 out. Gehrig and Gordon ready to go from second and first respectively. No score. Griss delivers 1-1, and Jorgens swings. It's a high foul and back of third. Over comes Fry. He's under it now, waiting, and has it. And so ends the Yankee threat. The top of the fourth inning. No run, one hit. 2 men left on. And it's an errorless ball game all the way through. Well, at long last, Mr. Ruffing is now going to pitch for the Yankees. And Gomez, after pitching the first 3 innings, is finished for today. And Gomez, in going the first 3 innings, gave up 1 hit, a single to Wally Berger, walked 2 men, didn't strike out anybody. And he had 3 very efficient innings. And it's Red Ruffing, who is now coming in to pitch for the Yankees. The first batter Ruffing will face is first baseman Frank McCormick. We're coming into the last of the fourth inning. And Ruffing is the pitcher. Big, burly right-hander. No fooling. He is big. 200 pounds and 6 feet. Charlie Ruffing. Not Chicago way. Let's see. Ruffing's ready. There was Frank McCormick waiting. B. McCormick, then Lombardi and Kraft. The first pitch is low for ball one. McCormick sets. He has a little trick when he stands there in batter's box, sort of lifting up his shoulders as though the uniform shirt were a little bit tight around the armpit. think that's more a mannerism than anything else. Frank waiting, levels off that wood. Repping right-handed, McCormick swings. It's a ground ball toward third, Dahlgren up with it. There's the throw over toward Gehrig. And with a stretch into the infield, Gehrig takes it and McCormick is out. And Red Ruffing gets the first batter he faces out on two pitched balls. Up now is Ernie Lombardi, who was thrown out third to first, first trip up. Big, powerful Italian sets himself, right-hand hitter. The big, powerful right-hander on the mound for the Yankees throws. Lombardi swinging on the first pitch. It's a high pop-up. Dahlgren comes down. So does Scorsese. It's Dahlgren under it and has it. It's all for Ernie. Ruffing changed up on him. Threw a slow ball in there. Ernie went for it and popped it up to third baseman Dahlgren. Either Dahlgren or Scorsese or Ruffing or Jorgen could have made the catch. Now let's see. Two away, last of the four. Nobody on. No score. Harry Kraft, the hitter, that's right-handed. Standing with his feet relatively close together, he shortened up his stride quite a bit this spring as compared to the distance that he stepped up onto pitches last summer. Kraft also doesn't carry that bat back as far behind his right ear as he did last year. In other words, his idea is to time the pitches and to hit them more squarely, sacrifice a little power for more hits. Ruffing swings that right arm into action. Kraft flails out at it. It's a long, towering drive deep out into center field. There goes DiMaggio. He's got plenty of room. And Joe makes the catch in deep center field. Nice one for DiMaggio. Kraft had that one hit. DiMaggio had plenty of room to go and get it. And he went and got it. And the Reds go down in order in the last of the fourth inning as Ruffing only pitched four balls to get his three outs. And at the end of four rounds, it is no runs, one hit, and no errors for both sides, the Yankees and the Reds. No score at the end of four innings. The broadcast being sent to you with the best wishes of Ivory Soap, which you know assures you the best of baths. We pause for station identification.
W.H. Allentop, Lowe's State Theater Building, New York City.
The fifth inning, and with it, pitcher Red Ruffing.